of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit the other
hand. Robert Scott
Robert
Bell.
Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, it's Monday, holiday week, Christmas Day is coming up, Christmas Eve coming up, Super Don, you there?
I'm
holy
here.
Day, holy day, you know, happy holidays, what's wrong with that? Because it's holiday is holy day, it just kind of shortcutted into holiday.
Wow, aren't you clever?
No, it's not me. It's just for those people that, you know, there are some people that will say, I say Merry Christmas with pride. It's like, I don't...
Can you believe it's almost here?
Yeah, I know. It's just
this
amazing.
This year has just flown by, and we're just a couple of days away from Christmas. I mean, it's
yeah,
just,
we're going to have to... What? We're
are you ready for Christmas?
Yeah, I don't know.
No? Okay.
What is that?
What's that?
Well, looks like we got a news alert. News alert before the Christmas holiday. Breaking news right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Good news. Evidently, you have 24 additional hours not to sign up for Obamacare. What?
Oh, thank
what
God.
An interesting story that is. 24 hours
thank
additional.
Goodness. Thank goodness. You know, this is breaking news because I believe the deadline was supposed to be midnight tonight.
That's right. But we were all nervous about that. Yeah.
Apparently, I guess they've extended it to midnight tomorrow night. So for anybody who was sweating bullets out there, you now have an additional 24 hours to do nothing.
Well, the thing is, you can try to sign up for Obamacare. Good luck. It's not, in many of these cases, they're not really signing you up, and then you give them all this information, and then they come in and take your money from your bank account that you think is yours. It's not really your, oh my gosh. I know is so excited about this.
Do you know anybody?
I feel like it's the 24 hours of silence for Obamacare to crash.
24 hours of silence, right? Silent night.
Please, yeah.
Obamacare.
Ladies and gentlemen,
night.
We will now observe 24 hours of silence in memory of the healthcare
quiet.
Plan.
Quiet, we're trying to sign up for Obamacare. Everybody, quiet. I can't concentrate. I entered it. Oh, I entered it right. No, it's wrong. I don't know. Anyway, so Tom's not having this.
Yeah.
Super Don, do you know anybody that's actually successfully signed up for it personally?
No. I don't. Well, I don't know anybody who has even wanted to sign up for it.
Yeah.
And that
now,
includes me.
If it came with three Chipotle burritos, Tom would be all over it.
He'd be. He'd sign up. He would have signed up under three fictitious names.
So true. So true. Listen, we do have some stories today, and we do have, I'm hoping the doctor shows up today. Advanced Medicine Monday scheduled on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. That means, Dr. Rasha Bitar. And we're hoping that he'll actually, you know, be the guy that shows up for his weekly endeavor out on the radio here. We do have some stories related to the somatoform disease, or is it mitochondrial disease, and updates on that that Boston Children's Hospital that has kidnapped that little girl, now teenager. So we'll be there. But first and foremost, I think the big story as we kick off the week here, and we will review some interesting stories from 2013, some of your favorite stories, Super Don, some of the top stories. We've got listeners that are chiming in on this as well through the broadcast. I guess you do that through Facebook and Twitter and stuff like that. But this is big news. They're now saying dietary supplements cause liver failure. Liver failure.
Yeah, gee, is it a coincidence? This comes right on the heels of that dumbass article that we had, last week about how vitamins don't work and they're bad for you?
By the way, that's
now,
dumb
now
aspirin.
Now we've got another one. I'm sorry. Did I? Yeah, well, you know, donkey. Dumb donkey.
Donkey. All right. Thank you. Yes. Just clarify that. You know, so the kids are listening. They're going to start saying, Super Don said it was okay. You know, we're going to hear from Alex's mom in New Jersey and Brandon's and wherever he is. We got listeners. We got a 15-year-old with a great question today.
That bleep.
Right.
Article that we covered a week ago. But yeah, no, it's the same thing.
It's not one of the seven banned words, but still, okay.
All right. Here we go.
So what do we have? We have a situation where CNN and all the media is saying, oh my gosh, people are dying of liver failure. Now, this concerns me greatly. It does, because I don't want anybody to die of liver failure. Nobody. But, of course, unless you're redefining dietary supplements to mean drugs, it's really not happening. Except that they say it is. So what are they saying? Well, we've got some clips here from the news report. We need to pick them apart to see what is going on here. Is it true 20% of people dying of liver failure is coming from supplements? Let's go with clip one here.
Could your dietary supplements kill you? Well, new studies suggest they account for nearly 20% of drug-related liver injuries that leave its users in the hospital. Among the greatest offenders, bodybuilding supplements and green tea extract. How benign does that sound?
Yeah, how benign. Did you notice that she did say drug-related? Drug-related. Right. Why would you put supplements in the category of drug-related liver failure? I mean, it's one of those things that you kind of will pick out, Super Don, and go, wait a second, there's something wrong with this reporting. Wait, you say it's drug-related, but it's a supplement. Now, if we look to the dietary supplement category, my least favorite in all of that is, of course, the bodybuilding supplements. They are junk, junk, and more junk. Synthetic junk added with synthetic artificial sweeteners added to who knows what steroids that they're trying to sneak in there. And these are the things that they're passing off as dietary supplements. Okay, we'll say that. But are they drugs? Are they supplements? Does this mean all supplements are dangerous? Let's get a handle on this 20%. Really, is it really as bad as they say? Clip number two.
Accounts for nearly 20% of drug-related liver injuries. That's up from 7% just a decade ago.
That's right. So we're seeing an increase in this very severe type of liver injury, which can lead to the need for liver transplant or even death.
Okay, so they're really hyping this. As you can hear, death, transplant, failure. Of course, they kind of slide by again, the drug-related.
Right.
Which
how bizarre is that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it should be a clue right there.
Drug-related.
Right.
There's something
now,
going on here.
Yeah, when you got the headline reading, supplements kill, but these are all drug-related. What does that mean? Now, is it actually very common? Because the other way that they're trying to frame this is that it's 20% up from 7%. My gosh, that's over almost three times the amount it was a few years ago. But is it very common? Clip number three, please, Tom.
Now, these are relatively rare cases, but they do happen. And I think what Americans need to realize, these dietary supplements, so we're talking about vitamins, bodybuilding supplements, like you mentioned, diet pills that are not prescription, these are not regulated by the FDA.
Oh, there they go again, lying through their collective teeth. The dietary supplements are not regulated. Well, what do you call the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act, if not the regulation of the dietary supplement industry? But they're not regulated. Why? Why would they say that?
By FDA.
Well, who else would regulate them under the Deshae laws? Who is charged with regulating dietary supplements under Deshae?
What is your definition of regulate?
Could it be the FDA? Well, that's where it's going to get to. And now we need to get to that. What is that definition? Let's see if we can get there in clip number four.
So virtually anyone can go out there, put together whatever ingredients they want, and sell it without any type of regulation on efficacy and, even more importantly, safety.
Okay, first of all, virtually anyone. What the hell does that mean even? Virtually anyone. Yes, right. Our 9-year-old kid, my 8-year-old daughter, can just go out there and start selling a dietary supplement.
Well,
and then,
you know, as soon as the show's over, I'm going to walk over into the kitchen and just grab the first three things on the shelf there and mix them together, put them in a capsule, and run out and open up a little pill stand out on the corner and just start selling them.
Virtually anyone. Super Don,
that's
too.
Right. That's right.
Now, the other thing that led into this from virtually anyone to the not regulated What do they mean by that, Super Don? The clue was given in that last clip, and it's going to go further in there, and it relates to two things associated with drugs that are miserable failures in the FDA's regulation of those substances. Go ahead with clip number, I believe. Whatever the next one is, Tom. Thank you.
People sort of assume if you see it in a store, it's been vetted on some level, and that's just not the case. Now, I'm not saying all supplements are unsafe, but you just don't know. You don't know which ones are. You don't know if they've put some added ingredients in there that they haven't really told anyone about, because no one is taking them out and really testing them.
Okay. Now, they didn't get to the word I was looking for yet, but they said it in clip four about safety and efficacy, or efficacy and safety. Because that's the whole thing. It's like, no one's proven these things work. Now, the moment you prove a dietary supplement works, it has efficacy, it becomes an unapproved new drug. So that's a death knell for the supplement industry based on the regulations under the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, which are really, they're fried at this point. I don't think there's any resolving them. But here we get nobody's testing them, and you don't know what's in them. And under the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act, a supplement is misbranded, it's mislabeled, it's adulterated when the ingredient list is not the same as what is actually in it. So they're lying to you about that as well. If they adulterate, and if it's not the same as the label ingredients, they can be pulled from the market before evidence of harm, in fact, because it's just not appropriate, it's not right. So Deshae has that as one of its things. Now, what about this you don't know? Go ahead and run clip six.
Speak to your doctor about your specific supplement. Let them do a little research and find out, is it safe for you, considering other medications you might be taking? They can at least look at the ingredients. Again, they might not be sure that what the label says is actually in there, but at least they can tell you, yes, this is something I've had experience with my patients. It works, it doesn't work, it's safe or it's not safe.
So, talk to your doctor about substances for which they have never studied.
They have no clue what you're even talking
Epic
about.
Epic
right?
Fail. No. What do? You listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show 6 days a week through naturalnewsradio.com and GCN. That's what you do. You go to Natural News. You read up on the things there. You do your own homework. And if you have a doctor that actually knows something about supplements, that's fine. But to sit there and say, go to your doctor, as if your doctor is prescribing things that are approved by the FDA for safety and efficacy that are more likely to kill you than, let's say, the supplemental asteroid from the planet Mars, loaded with extra vitamin C, which is safe. By the way, the green tea extracts that they're worried about, are they coming from China? Are they laced with heavy metals? We got news on that as well. And what about warts in places you don't want to know?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Yeah, I want to make sure that that last segment made sense to each and every one of you about the supplemental dangers. Are they really dangerous? Are they causing liver failure or not? Super Don, were we making any sense there?
Yeah, well, listen, you know, people need to understand that dietary supplements, listen, I mean, they are, this is a serious issue. I mean, they are the second most common cause of liver failure in the United States, requiring a transplant. Well, no, oh, wait, hold on. No, I'm sorry, that's Tylenol. Yeah, that's the FDA-approved over-the-counter drug.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
my bad. Sorry about that. Yes.
Thank you. That was a good mistake to make. That's what I said. Unless Tylenol is now a dietary supplement, the story is just bunk. It's bunk. Because if you are going to the health food store and buying these supplements for bodybuilders, it's not a supplement. If it's not food, it's not a supplement. You understand? A supplement is something that is food. Now, there are synthetic isolates that are not, it's kind of like the study that came out. Oh, supplements are dangerous, right? This is the big play on there. It's because the supplements they studied are synthetic isolates. They're not food. They're artificial creations of mad scientists thinking we can fool the body. And that, you know, again, that's not what we promote here. That's why if you're not sure, call us up, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, and we'll help you out. Or go to robertscottbell.com and, you know, submit your question like the one we have right now coming through from Steve. Steve says, Dr. Bell! And again, I use the word doctor. I didn't use it. He did. But as a teacher, as a healer, understand the origin of words as opposed to, you know, that's the thing. I don't want to align myself with most doctors because they're dangerous. What we do here is not. It's very safe. And he asked this question. He says, I'm a healthy 29-year-old male with no health problems who has had genital warts, he says, for 10 years. How would you recommend I get rid of this? I don't smoke. I take all kinds of vitamins, I drink water, I exercise, I drink liquor only on occasion. Interesting. We got a story about that. Alcohol and the immune system, and there are monkeys involved. I'm not saying that's in Steve's case, don't get me wrong here. He says, should I be worried about HPV? Thanks for your time. Well, worry, no. I don't want you to worry because that'll also suppress and depress your immune system. But I will say that the most potent virostatic substance on planet Earth is silver, if done properly. So if you want to address warts of any and all kind, and if there's a viral component, in many cases there is, you would utilize systemic absorption of the sovereign silver. That's what I would do. You know, silver hydrosol. Take that teaspoon orally 5 times a day, prolonged periods, or in the throes of an acute response or, let's just call it manifestation, 7 times a day. Local application of the gel. Local application of the gel, because we're trying to stop viral activity or replication. And that, of course, includes the HPV, if it is HPV-related. Ladies concerned about this more internally on the cervix, we've talked about utilizing it by getting it to the point of foci, which is the fancy medical term for getting it to where it's needed. Where's the problem? Where's the virus situated? Where is it replicating? If it's on the cervix of a woman, even though you will get systemic benefit by ingesting it orally, it might be a strong, smart consideration to say, how do I deliver that liquid right to where it needs to go? And I'll let you ladies talk amongst yourselves to figure out how that is done.
But why?
What do you mean why? We got kids listening.
This is an informative show. We should be helping people understand. No.
We got to do the nighttime version.
Never mind. No. All right. Okay.
But Steve, listen. Also, Steve, I want you to utilize homeopathic medicine. There are homeopathic formulas for warts that King Bio has. The nice thing is, whether it's genital or whether the wart appears in your finger or your knee or anywhere, it doesn't matter. The remedy is typically the same. Many of you that are into homeopathy will know about Thuja occidentalis as a commonly prescribed homeopathic remedy for warts. And yes, that'll work for genital or otherwise, but sometimes it's more comprehensive than that. We do need to detoxify. We do need to de-stress. And Steve, if you're worrying about HPV, why not get some hemp, some CBD in your system? Calm you down without causing psychoactive aberrations. Which, by the way, Joni Abbott after the show today, Homegrown Health. Super Don, do you know who Joni's having on today?
Santa.
Well, yeah, sort of like Santa, Chris from HempMedsPX.com.
Chris Boucher?
Chris Boucher, that's
awesome.
Right. Yeah, so you're going to stick around. Awesome radio all the way through this afternoon on National News Radio, right here now on GCN as well. Thanks to our listeners in the UK off of UKHealthRadio.com and Digital Radio 103 Down Under. And, of course, we've got lots more healing to go, including a question from a 15-year-old listener about summer camp. Do we need to call Bill Murray or somebody like that? Do some camp songs after the break? Stand by. Who knows what's happening next?
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiere, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it, too. Echo water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money-back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiasts, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com. or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like a light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Ryan.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we do have a special Christmas Day edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show, TMB and RSB together. It's going to be fun, so be ready for that. Spend a little time with the family.
And talk about being seen on every television.
Yes.
That's coming up next year, too, isn't it?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we just made the announcement, too. Also, Ty and I are going to be in New York City, taping for a Carol Alt show, A Healthy You on Fox News. And when we're up there, Massapequa, we talked about it, there's actually a health food store juice bar. We're going to be broadcasting live that Wednesday, January 15th. And you've got to go to the show notes.
Robert Scott Bell and Ty Bollinger hanging out at a bar. Isn't that what the headline's going to say?
A juice bar, my man.
No. We just leave that part out.
Oh, right? We'll leave that part out.
We'll be like WebMD.
Get us in trouble
RSB
with
and
wife.
Ty at a bar.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, anyway, we got to take another question from a listener. This one's from Brandon. Hey, guys, it's Brandon, 15. Brandon. 15 because that's my age, and it seems like that's how you remember us kids by.
Brandon 15. That's pretty funny. Brandon 15.
Right. What was that that robot in that movie years ago? It was before Brandon.
That would be Johnny 5.
Johnny 5. Who is Johnny? Right, Johnny 5 and Brandon 15. So this question is for you guys and for Stephen Huer. Now, we wanted to have Stephen back on Sunday. He couldn't make it, so we'll just get him on. We'll have a rebroadcast with Stephen as well, but we'll make sure we ask him this as well. He says, I go on scout campouts during the summer, and it's always full of GMOs, processed, canned, really bad quality food. There are a few veggies and fruit sometimes. Last campout, I got sick from eating the food and got ulcers or some stomach problem and had a bad time hiking. Next year, I plan to bring raw meal, which is sprouts, grains, veggies, grass, fruit, powder drink. Organic, non-GMO, really cheap at the health food store, but it says to only use to replace one meal a day. How much One World Whey can you take every day? See, I asked this question to Stephen Huer the other day, and he's like, your body can process this form of protein, and I'm not into overdosing on proteins, but I think, Brandon, you'll be fine. You know, if you want to take one scoop, two scoops, three scoops a day, mix it with water or, you know, a nut milk, or if you have, it's going to be hard if you're on a hike to take raw milk, but I would say even with water. Because remember when we were at Autism One a couple of years ago, or last year even, we were surviving on the One World Whey and water.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. It was like you were hungry and you didn't have the ability to eat anything, and you were literally on a One World Whey diet there for a little bit, weren't you?
Yeah, so Brandon says the camp out is about 5 days long. And, for example, he says, could I take One World Whey three meals a day for 5 days and be okay? Yes, I believe you could. You'll detoxify. You'll likely lose. I'd be more inclined to say you'll lose weight than gain it, because I don't know. Will you have a good source of fat with you? I mean, think about it. The summer, I mean, you could go out with a big stick of butter, but it'll end up as liquid. You could travel with coconut oil.
That's true.
To get some fat in you. That would be good. That's true. What would I be missing? Well, if you're doing those raw meal super green food powders, you're not going to be missing a whole heck of a lot for 5 days. And with the One World Whey, with the other raw meals, and if you did an adaptogen type meal replacement, you'd do fine. I don't think there'd be a problem to get through it. Again, Brandon, you need to let me know how tall you are, how much you weigh, so I got a sense of how much reserves you have, because you might want to bulk up before you go so that you can utilize your body, can burn fat, no problem there, and you'll be fine to get through it. So, anyway, but the protein's not in the raw meal, but it's in the One World Whey, and you'll be covered that way. So there you go. Good stuff.
There you go.
Thanks, guys. My mom is wondering if she is taking, if she's taking 10 chlorella tablets from the Natural News Store a day right now. Can she also take spirulina? Yeah, I don't see any contraindication with that. Superfood on superfood, no problem, as long as it's clean. Interesting postscript from Brandon. P.S. We ordered some Sovereign Silver, and it ended up freezing, and the glass broke, so we had silver ice cubes to suck on. What? He says, yes.
Nice.
But he said they ended up sending us more because they covered the breakage. That's great. See, that's why they won't compromise. They're not going to go in plastic just because it'll break. They'll send you some more.
Right.
But have you guys ever licked a silver ice cube? I have. Well, Brandon, you've done something before Super Don and RSB.
Wow, you haven't done that either?
I haven't. No, that's a really interesting idea for the, like, flu season. If you want a treat for the kids and they're like, I don't want to take my silver. Oh, they will take the silver because it tastes like water. Pour a little in an ice cube tray, freeze it with a little toothpick in it, and have the kids suck on an ice cube of silver. That's kind of interesting.
Silver popsicles. I like it.
Silver popsicles. Now, Brandon, nice job, buddy.
Silver eyes.
All right.
Anyway.
Rocking. We love our teenage listeners and preteens as well. So, there you go. Now, what else do we want to do? We have 100 years of the Fed. We got to reverse. Oh, top stories of 2013, Super Don. We've had some good ones.
You know, it's funny because this time of year is where all the major news outlets, Time Magazine, People Magazine, you know, all the big rags out there, all want to do, what was the biggest stories of 2013 and stuff? And, you know, I was thinking that we talked about this before the weekend. I was like, you know, we ought to do like a year wrap up, you know, what it is we covered. And I started going through all the stories that we've covered over the year.
Right.
And I actually had to take a nap about halfway through because we cover so much on this show that it was really, really difficult to pick which ones were like the biggest ones because, gosh, they're all big, really. You know, yeah. We don't cover stuff unless, you know, there's really some significance to it.
It climbs onto our radar screen, you know it's big.
Yeah. I put together a kind of a short list of some of the things that jumped out at me, and I had put that actually out on Facebook as well, asking people, what do you think were the biggest stories of the year? And most of them that are on this list I put together can't, or kind of a combination of both. But I think they're pretty significant. And I have to say, and I don't know about you, but if you had to pick the biggest story that you think that probably has gotten the most coverage over this last year, what do you think it is?
You think the most coverage over the entire year?
Yeah.
I think Obamacare has to be right up the top.
And
no
see,
doubt.
That's, I think, and that's pretty much where everybody else has kind of fallen, you know, because it is. It's been just, it's been the gift that has kept on giving for, you know, a good part of the year.
And still I have lefty friends that haven't abandoned it. I don't, you know, I don't know what I can do, but, you know, the freedom to believe what you want to believe. That's what we're supporting here as well. You know, there's, do you want to throw out any of the other ones? We've got some from listeners I'm looking on Facebook that have responded.
Yeah, go ahead. There's so many. Yeah, what are they saying over there?
Yeah, Joe Williamson says that the Angelina Jolie double mastectomy controversy. That was big. We broke some major news with Mike Adams on that. Was picked up by, you know, the world press. Drudge picked up on it. We did it, you know, predicted before what was going to happen. So, yeah, that was one of the early on in the year. We really got some mileage out of that one because we gave a perspective that the rest of the media who fawned over Jolie over lopping off her boobies, you know, we looked at it differently. And so I think that that was great. We offended a lot of people with that one.
Yeah, which means we succeeded. Yay! Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think another story is right now happening. The hospital's taking away parental rights. Ayla Erin Stewart writes in that one. I agree. That's been a growing story, you know, one that's just building into the new year as well.
Well, yeah, and we'll be talking about this a little bit later in the show, I think next hour, you know, about Justina Pelletier. Mm-hmm. That's been an unfolding story. We had Bo Berman on the show, you know, the guy who really kind of broke the story. But, you know, she's just one example of many, you know, that are going on where, you know, you take your kid to a doctor and suddenly you don't have your kid anymore.
Yeah.
And it's just becoming way too common.
I think the kid stories definitely hit us in the gut pretty hard, and we cover them as often as we can. Scheherazade, our lovely, beautiful Scheherazade, she says the baby Rico story. That, you know, early on, that was a huge story for us to cover, and it's something that just turned me inside out every time I covered it because, again, here is the modern medical church taking possession of children in order to take revenge on a family who, you know, who had a child that didn't die.
Right.
And you know, that was the mother of little baby Rico. Of course.
Well, and just kind of following along that theme, we can't forget about something we've covered pretty extensively, which is Sarah Hershberger.
Yes.
There's another example of where, you know, the medical, you know, industrial complex is just marching down the street trying to take everybody's kid, and they, you know, in Sarah Hershberger's case, her parents had to take her and flee in order to, you know, keep her from being forced into, and the parents being forced to give her chemotherapy. And then they end up going and doing what it was that they are entitled to do and that they wanted to do. And now, oh, she's cured. She doesn't have cancer anymore, right?
Yeah, exactly. Now, another big story of 2013 that's going to also grow in 2014 is the legalization of cannabis, marijuana.
Yes. And that's, I mean, major victories in Colorado and Washington where they have legalized it completely. To the point that nobody is restricted at this point, unless, of course, you know, you're under the age of 18 or something. But, you know, it's opened the door, and a lot of other states now are starting to move in that direction. And thanks to Washington and Colorado, they've set a precedent that now is probably going to open some doors in other states as well.
Right. Now, I think if we look at the marijuana case and what we're learning as well, you know, the godsend miracle for my family was the industrial hemp, the cannabinoids or cannabidiol particularly. Chris Boucher is going to be talking about it a little later today with our hometown healer, Homegrown Health, Joni Abbott.
Right.
And I think, again, this is going to be something that will only grow in importance by the day, weeks, and months in the new year. And, of course, every state eventually will overturn the unconstitutional federal restrictions on the use of this plant, whether it be CBD or THC. But right now our experience has been with the CBD has been a great godsend for my wife especially. So we're very grateful for that.
That is a great product, and I've seen nothing but rave reviews from everybody I've seen write about it, everybody that I've heard talk about it. It's absolutely revolutionary, and I'm excited to see where things go with that next year.
Yep. Bell 30 to get the 30% discount when you go get some. So that's been great. I would say, I'm looking at this, updating some ideas of this year. You know, the GMO labeling story has been an ongoing saga. It hasn't been a happy story, though, because every attempt to label GMO so far has failed. And you know, if we tie it into the Duck Dynasty issue, I was talking with my buddy Paul, who does robertswater.com with me. And we're talking about this, like, if all of the energy from both sides of it, those that support the Duck Dynasty guys, those that hate them, if it had just focused on the real issues, like, for instance, Cracker Barrel has GMOs that they're feeding to children.
Right.
Cracker Barrel would pull GMOs out of their food as fast as they pulled the Duck Dynasty gear, and then they put them right back in. But also Fukushima. We cannot disavow knowledge of Fukushima, which is an ongoing disaster that we're going to continue to remedy here with news about the Natural News Forensic Lab in the new year with Mike Adams. So stick around for that and End the Fed after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
How hardcore am I about diet on the Robert Scott Bell Show and the rest of my life? Pretty darn intense.
Pretty hardcore.
How do I know? And how should you know? Well, Brandon was asking about camp, I think, too. Or what? Yeah, it was Brandon. Not only that, although he's going hiking, but like when I sent my kids to summer camp, I sent all of their food with them. They had a camp setting where there was a kitchen and their prepared foods and stuff. So we sent them all organic stuff. When we went on a cruise, when my son was turning 2 or 3 years of age, this is a long time ago with family that, you know, like mom, grandma buys the cruise for everybody, goes the whole family. We brought our own food on the cruise. We're the only people probably ever in the history of cruising to do that. because I'm serious about this. This is what I live. I've been too ill in my young life, and I'm not giving my kids the same upbringing that I had. Now, they'll be able to choose it when they're out of the house if they want to eat differently, but they're going to learn, and they have learned very early on, that when they make those choices, their bodies tell them. And so they haven't been corrupted by drugs in the way I was much of my young life. So if you send your kids to camp, find camps that are more open to allowing you to send food or that are making better choices for those kids there. That's another add-on. Now, what else do we need to ban? We need to ban the Fed. But we don't have to, actually. All you need to do is withdraw your consent from it. But then some people say, no, that's not possible because there are legal tender laws that even though they violate the Constitution and they did not overturn the Coinage Act of 1792, they'll say, well, it was decided because the Civil War was fought and the South lost, even though it has nothing to do with anything. You ever notice that? Like when they talk about nullification, oh, that was decided in the Civil War. Oh, you mean when Lincoln declared some kind of war and killed hundreds of thousands? I mean, come on, really? That's your answer? 100 years of the Fed. The Fed was an unconstitutional abrogation of the authority given to Congress by the Constitution, the compact between the states and the people at least years ago, to say, all right, Congress shall coin money and regulate the value thereof. And they said, no, let the bankers do it. And they said, and they put this semi-private public partnership garbage, and the Fed was formed in 1913, 100 years ago today. We had G. Edward Griffin on last week, with Ty Bollinger talking about this, and the Fed will at least audit it. They still don't want to audit it because it's the gravy train for both Republicans and Democrats that are both statists, with rare exception. So we have an article here, Super Don, you found this, on the 100th anniversary of the Federal Reserve. There are 100 reasons to shut it down forever.
Kind of nice, huh?
That's kind of cool,
yeah.
Easy to crank it on through. I don't know if I want to go through a lot of them, but I will say the most efficient way to end the Fed is not to have a congressional revocation of charter,
right,
which I don't know if it's ever going to happen. But the reality is you can revoke their charter by withdrawing your consent, by becoming localized in your interaction economically with other folks, with farmers, with artisans and things like that, and start utilizing things that are of genuine value within your community. Literally coupons that are valuable, like the Ithaca Hour, right? This is good for an hour of somebody's time. Things like that. Of course, you can talk gold and silver, but let's be honest, there's not enough gold and silver in the world that's been coined to match up to the amount of phony money that's been put into circulation to keep growing artificially the international economy that is destroying the planet in many ways. Sure, it's raised the standard of living in some ways, but in some ways, that same elevation of standard has been degrading the spiritual basis for life itself and exchanging it for false material goods that actually are very toxic and dangerous to your well-being. I didn't plan on going into the Super Don, as you know. We were going to go through some of this list. But
I know you didn't.
This is kind of what it stimulated in me for there. Do you want to throw out any of the top 100 that jumped out at you? I don't know.
I mean, a lot of these are just, you know, look, this is stuff that we already know about what's bad about, why it's unconstitutional, what the danger is, what the damage that it's done. What, you know, basically, you know, what I did was I went all the way to the bottom of the list.
Mm-hmm.
And, I kind of like how they end it here. You know, they say that the design of the Federal Reserve System was flawed from the very beginning. If something is not done very rapidly, it's inevitable that our entire financial system is going to suffer an absolutely nightmarish collapse. And,
yeah. You
know, I mean, that pretty much sums it all up.
That's how it ends. Yeah.
It's just, you know, what more can you say? You know, they say here, the truth is we don't have to have a Federal Reserve. You know, yeah, that is the truth. You know, but I think it's one of those things where a lot of people just go, oh, yeah, the Federal Reserve. Yeah, I mean, that's always been there.
But there, you got Ron Paul warning everybody, and he tried to get through the Free Competition and Currency Act, which didn't end the Fed. It just said, hey, legalize competition. But they didn't want that. Why? Because they know just like if you end the mandate in Obamacare, it will collapse because nobody really wants it except people that are uninformed, that believe that the only way that they can get help is to have the government basically send them pharmaceutical drugs. So anyway, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with Dr. Rasha Batar. We hope that the doctor is in after this because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that 68% of Americans say they are concerned about this country's new healthcare laws? Recent numbers are showing that men will be seeing an average increase of over 97% on their monthly premiums. Not only do these prices hurt our wallets, but they will inevitably compromise the entire system. Packed doctor's offices, co-pays that don't pay, synthetic drugs with endless side effects. It's time to stop paying doctors and hospitals and start avoiding them altogether. It's either pay now or pay later. Why not take your health into your own hands? If there is a way you could double your immune system for a few dollars a day, would you do it? Choose an affordable, all-natural, and highly effective solution to keep you and your family in a state of superior health. If you're looking for the best healthcare solution, come visit a website that actually works, betterwayhealth.com. Or if you prefer speaking to a real person about your health, call 1-800-746-7640. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com or call us today at 1-800-746-7640.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5300.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.